Welcome, everyone. We're in share number 13 for women, and we're talking about Lekarit Shimois, the third handout. It talks about the concept of Zriya Utsmicha Betfila, which means planting seeds. Planting seeds that eventually grows into beautiful crop. We know one of the most amazing things in the world, and if we wouldn't see it all the time, we would be truly amazed by it. Where the earth has this power of growing things. How one seed, let's pick an orange seed, and you have 100 pounds of dirt, and you put the seed in there, and you do the proper, with the sunlight and the water, and it grows into a huge tree, produces for generations and generations tons of oranges, everything from the DNA of that one seed, that little seed. A seed that has no color, but somehow the color is in that imprinted in the DNA of the seed. That power of Zariah, of putting something in the ground, a little seed, a little source of that, you do that, and Hashem brings almost infinite. It would be infinite if the koyach of the earth would not tire out, but an infinite amount of goodness and hashpah from it. How from one little wheat kernel could come hundreds and thousands of wheat kernels. So we have that ability of planting that. We have the ability of doing things, a certain act of chesed, whatever it may be, no matter however small it may seem, a small tefillah that brings about amazing results. You see this, he brings down from Rivka Imenu. Rivka, Eliezer came, asked for water. She not only gave him water, rushed and fed all the camels water. And because of that, the Chazal say, Klal Yisrael, for the 40 years they were in the Midbar, was zeicha to the Be'era Shel Miriam, the well of Miriam that provided water. So what Rivka was really doing, without even realizing it, perhaps, it's not even reward. Just because she did this, there's a reward. She actually did an act of planting. She planted an act of chesed that was eternalized into her children and her descendants. She planted properly the chesed, took opportunity of giving water to the camels of Eliezer, and from there came out an unbelievable bracha of the Be'era Shel Miriam. The koyach of tefillah does this. The Kuzri says you daven in the morning, it gives you koyach for the next part of the day and the next part of the day. But the bottom line is the tefillos that we say, we may not realize it right away. We may not see the tzmicha of it. We may not see the development of what comes out until a lot later. But that is planting seeds. Every single tefillah is planting seeds that will bring out tremendous, beautiful peiros from it. And we have to have emunah that that's the case. The same thing with the idea of during the week where we plant by doing mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim, preparing for Shabbos Kodesh. We prepare ourselves spiritually. We do our best to connect to Hashem in the busy days of the week. And when we do that, b'zayrim b'dima, you plant with tears, or meaning with efforts. Berina yiktsayru. When you cut the crop, it'll be with joy. Shabbos is what grows, the outgrowth of what comes out from the rest of the week. You see the schus of Yitzchak Avinu. You look at the bracha in Shemoneh Esrei that's connected to Yitzchak. That is the second bracha, Atigibar, Mechalkel Chayim Bechesed. Yitzchak had their chesed, which is Parnasa, and Mechayim Amunasi Sheni Ofer, which is the Mashiach. Lasid Lavai, Yitzchak planted things. By Yizra Yitzchak, it says he planted. He planted. He had a yira by sacrificing himself to Hashem. He was ready to give himself up to be killed. That yira created a zuriya, a planting in the generations to come. Zayreya tzedakos matzmiach yeshuas. This is what we need to know. We need to understand. We have tremendous ability with everything we do to plant seeds of goodness, that the results we may not see right away, but they're powerful results that ultimately will come. We'll also mention here another Vart from Rav Tversky's beautiful book, and this is about the uniqueness of a person. Adam Mikem Ki Yakar, it says that a person among you will bring a carbon. And the translation is not clear, because it should say a person who brings from you an offering. Adam Mikem means a person from within oneself, Ki Yakar, when he sacrifices. What does that mean? He's sacrificing of himself. Over there in the beginning of Vayikra, telling you the shayrish of what a carbon is, sacrificing and giving up of yourself. This is what distinguishes us from a human being, from different from animals or other forms of life. A man has the ability to do chesed, to do kindness, or connecting to what we just learned before from Leket Rishimais. Only a man or a woman can plant seeds for future growth. Yes, you have pets that could adopt human traits. And some animals, you know, animals are incapable of sacrificing for the benefit of others. A tiger doesn't just say, oh, I'm leaving over food because that hungry, deer needs some food, or whatever it is, the other animal. No, that doesn't do that. Yes, some dogs have a certain tuna of self-sacrifice, but it's instinctual. It's biological. It's not coming from an essence of free will and of true love. Only man can do this. A man is unique in one of two ways. He can give up comforts to help others, and he could change his character so that other people's discomforts become his own, like we talked about last week, the empathy. So at the very minimum, you sacrifice some of your comforts to help somebody else. One can be considered to be a person only if he gives up of himself and gives to others. And that is really what the essence of a human being is. That is what the Tzelem Elokim in the person is. It says, B'Tzelem Elokim Bares Adam, a person has an image of God, meaning a special connection that connects the creator with the created being through the soul. Even non-Jews have it unless they lose it. Jews for sure have it, and they have a higher Kedusha of Kedushas Yisrael. But even on the simple Tzelem Elokim basis, what Hashem did is the same thing. He's planting seeds in a person. Here, you have infinite in you. I gave you a spark of myself. What's a spark of myself? The ability to do good. Miteva atoiv lehetiv. Hashem is good and he wants to provide. He's the creator and oilam chesed yibana. He created the whole world with true kindness. And Hashem said, I blew a neshama in you. Every one of us has a neshama that is connected to Hashem. And what's our message? Oilam chesed yibana. We have to build the world with chesed. You build the world with chesed, like what we spoke about last week, by conveying empathy for other people, which relieves their distress, as we said, to pray for other people, to plant seeds of goodness wherever you go, and to give of yourself even some of your comforts in order to help others, and to work, and that refines your own character. And like the Gemara says, sometimes we don't even realize it, the rich person is benefited more than the poor person, because you see, yes, on a financial means or whatever it is, it's the poor person that received what it sorely needed, while it seems like the rich person didn't gain much from it. He has everything anyhow, but in the realize that really the truth is it's a chesed for the richer person, that the pekodin that's given to him is used for good. It's used for good. So that's a very important concept to understand. That's what we're created for. That's what we're here for. We mentioned this before, but it's worthwhile mentioning this again. I saw this originally in the biography of Chaim Kanievsky, when they asked him how come he always has people come to him, and he's Moise Nefesh, answering people, giving people brachas, answering their questions, when he could have written more svarim and learned more. And he used to say, bring down, first of all, he said that maybe that's why I'm created, the real essence of it, even though everyone knew him as being Kulei Taira, finishing the whole Taira and knowing Taira. But he said, maybe that's part of why I was created, or this is my tafka, to help other people. And he quoted Rav Chaim Kanievsky, he quoted the Hakdama of the Nefesh HaChaim. Reb Chaim Volozhin wrote the Sefer Nefesh HaChaim. Reb Chaim Volozhin was the prized Talmud of the Vilna Gaon. His son, Reb Chaim Volozhin's son, wrote Hakdama to Nefesh HaChaim. And this is what he writes. He talks about his Midas Taivis Reb Chaim Volozhin and how he loved the Klal, and he was Mitzar in the Tzaras of the Klal that broke him literally. And again, that is really an essence of a true Ohev Yisrael. But then he says something fascinating I want to share with you. And it seems to be when I showed it to people, a lot, some people knew about it, some people didn't. But in the biography of Chaim, he brought it down. That's how I got to my attention. He writes here, the son of Chaim Volozhin, my father used to give me mussar. He used to give me reproof. Why? Al-Sharah, he saw she'neni mishtatev b'tzara d'achrine, that I was not mishtatev, I did not share the pain of others, or at least to whatever degree it was, that I wasn't doing that enough. The koy haye devorai elai tamid, and this was my father, Rav Chaim Volozhin's words to me always. Tamid, he always used to tell this to his son. She'zeh kol ha'odam, this is the essence of the person. Loi la'atzmai nivra, he's not created for himself. Rak la'hoyil la'acharini, his essence is to help other people. Kechoyil ashe yimtza b'koychei lasis, with whatever he has the ability to do. It's a powerful line. It's a powerful lesson. I guess Rav Chaim took this like really earnestly when he was mekabel the klal. It's interesting, and it was opposite his nature, outside the comfort zone. It says in the book that Rav Chaim himself was very meticulous about, you know, where his farm were aligned and where the house, everything was. He was very, you know, medactic that everything should be in place. And yet, when he let the Olam come in, and the Olam sometimes, they were kids, other people, whatever it is, created havoc. Like, and his apartment was like a... It was flying all over the place, and the throne were out of line or whatever it is, and he wasn't fazed by it. So he like sort of his nature was to be careful with these things, but when it came to help Klal Yisrael, he just broke that nature and helped Klal Yisrael. So remember that, and every one of you has that ability, the planting, the davening, the empathy that has tremendous kayach. Zeh kol ha'odam, that's the purpose of a person. Not for yourself, but to help others. But ultimately, if you really try that and do your best to see how you can help others, Hashem helps you as well and gives you the kayach to do so. Mitzvah Hashem in good health and with good, long, healthy life. Bracha v'atzlacha.